Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, To Begin Again, was written by Joseph Mindell and is presented in commemoration of Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement.
Joshua! Oh, Joshua!
It's you, Samuel.
Wait now, I'll go home with you.
Come then, it's late.
Well, I'm coming, that is, in just a minute.
Samuel, I worked 2 hours extra today. I'm tired and I'm hungry.
I've been listening to these people trying to find out what all the excitement is for.
Well, what difference does it make? It's no concern of yours or mine.
How do you know, Joshua?
Samuel, are you coming or not?
How can you know so surely what concerns you and what does not?
We have to be patient with him, Joshua. After all...
I know, Miriam. He's your father, and he's too old to work, and after all, he lives with us. Have I ever complained?
No, but...
But today, just today, I'm too hungry to wait until he comes home from running around.
Here's your soup.
Yeah, he's running around like an old woman with a nose quivering for gossip. Ooh, ooh, boy, that's... salty as seawater.
Well, what do you expect? I've been keeping it warm for 2 hours.
Miriam, I haven't been gambling or drinking. I've been working. The hay has to be taken in before it rains.
Well, at least if it were your own hay.
Should I let it rot because it's not mine?
Or if it were to feed your own herd?
I was paid extra for the extra time. Miriam, why are we quarreling?
Oh, I don't know, Joshua. Maybe the waiting... I'm uneasy.
Because I was an hour or two late?
Well, it's as if something horrible were hanging in the air.
Miriam, nothing happened. Nothing's going to happen. I had the chance to earn something extra. Should I have let it pass?
Oh, I'm being foolish, I know.
I don't want to be a hired worker all my life. I've been talking to Enoch. He also wants the same thing. Soon, maybe we'll be able to buy a herd together. Or a small one. But our own herd.
I don't know what the world is coming to. Just a plate of soup will be enough for me, Miriam. Oh, you've already eaten.
Well, how long should we wait while you dawdle there with the other old men?
Don't, Miriam, don't. You were right. I'm sorry, Samuel. We should have waited.
It doesn't matter. Joshua, Miriam, a thing like this hasn't happened since... I remember my grandfather told me once...
What are you talking about?
12 men, 24. Nobody knows how many. On horses, wild horses, some people say.
What about them?
They drove off an entire herd, 2,000 head of cattle.
Oh.
That's all you have to say, Joshua?
Samuel, thieves are not new in the world. What do you want me to say?
Not a thought for the poor man who lost everything he owns?
Well, I don't take pleasure in his misfortune. Well, of course, I'm sorry for him, still.
Ah. You're sorry for him, but...
Samuel, whoever has great possessions runs the risk of great losses.
Listen, Joshua!
Huh?
Joshua, wake up!
What?
Get up!
Miriam, what is it? Oh, it's too early to get up. It's the middle of the night.
Now, listen. Come. Something is happening.
What? Well, you're right. What's wrong? Where are you all running to? What is it? Whose house? Yes, yes.
What? What is it, Joshua? Tell me.
Well, they answered me without stopping, Miriam. I'm not sure. A house collapsed or was blown down.
Well, how? There's no wind.
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
You were gone so long.
What is it, Joshua?
I didn't know what to think.
What happened? A house, you said?
A house is filled with a man's sons and daughters come together. Brothers and sisters.
What man?
In 1 minute, the roof falls in, the walls collapse. Sons and daughters and their sons and daughters. A man's children. His grandchildren, all of them.
Answer me, Joshua. What man?
The same man whose cattle were stolen. The same old man who lost his possessions in the day and his children in the night. Who sits now in the dust of the street, homeless, childless. Why are you crying, Miriam?
Leave her be, Joshua. It is a terrible thing.
Are you crying for him? He does not ask for tears.
Well, he has not yet grasped all that has happened.
I tell you, he does not ask for her tears or your sympathy.
How can we know what he asks or what he needs? How can we understand?
I will never understand it.
Tomorrow we will speak to him.
I spoke to him just now, Samuel. I put out my hand and I called his name. Job. He did not answer. Job, I said. Take my hand and come. Then he spoke, but not to me.
No more, Joshua. The pain is too fresh.
Job spoke now, and his pain is greater. He did not speak to me, but I heard his words. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Miriam.
He should have been home long ago.
Miriam, you've wiped the same plate 4 times. It's clean.
He can't be working so late. It's almost dark.
Now, stop it, Miriam. He's not a child.
I would know how to soothe a child that was frightened.
Is that what you think? Is Joshua frightened?
I don't know. Afraid or angry or lonely. I don't know. I awoke early this morning before the sun and got up quietly. But Joshua was already awake, lying on his back, his eyes open. I think he did not close them all night. Why doesn't he come home?
You can't soothe him like a child.
Where is he? I want him home.
All right, Miriam. I'll bring Joshua home.
You know where he is?
I think I know where to find him.
Don't turn your eyes away, Samuel. Look at him. Look at Job in the dust.
Oh, the sores. The running sores. Oh, the poor man.
Is this the shape of a man? So twisted with sickness and pain that his friends saw him and did not know him? No, don't turn away,
this
Samuel.
This does no one any good, Joshua. Come.
Why are you here if you will not look?
It's very late.
And Miriam is worried. Job's wife is also concerned for her husband. She is with him on the ground.
You're talking wildly, Joshua.
No. But she spoke just now before you came. Job, she said. Job, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Her lips were stiff with fear and pity and the residue of tears. You could hardly hear the words. Job, Job, my husband. Blaspheme God and die. He would not speak, Samuel. He would not die.
Let the day perish.
Joshua, for Miriam's
sake. Be still. Be still, it's Job.
Let the day perish wherein I was born. And the night wherein it was set, a man-child is brought forth. Let that day be darkness. Let darkness and the shadow of death claim it for their own.
He is cursed, but he does not blaspheme. He continues to live.
Joshua.
Let go of me. Let go. I don't want to see anymore. He will not die. He refuses to die.
Joshua.
It's me, Enoch.
Yes, Enoch.
Is Joshua sick? It's 2 days now that he hasn't come to work.
Come in, Enoch.
What's wrong, Miriam?
Joshua left the house this morning, as usual.
Then what could have happened? I don't mean to alarm you, only where could he be?
He's here. He returned an hour ago.
Are you hiding something? Why don't you talk? You're very strange, Miriam.
I'm strange?
Tell me. Joshua's my friend. I want to know.
Joshua is my husband. I also want to know. I want to know why he stands in a dusty street staring at a man suffering, hearing words of anguish under the hot sun.
Where is he? I'll talk to him.
Oh, it's no use, Enoch.
Joshua.
What do you want?
That's a fine greeting.
If you're offended, I'm sorry.
You're not? But I'm not offended. You've been working too hard. We all have. You're overtired.
Then let me rest.
Sitting up? Oh, come, Joshua, lie down so you'll be ready to work tomorrow. You are coming to work. They're counting on you to help get in the hay.
Are they? How can they count on me?
After all, Joshua...
Never mind, never mind. It was not a question to be answered.
I'm trying to be patient, but I must tell you, I don't like the way you're talking.
I didn't ask you to come here, Enoch.
I'm not a stranger asking questions. We're friends. We have plans. Don't you remember? If you don't work, if you don't earn money, then when will we be able to buy our own herd? You see, I am also depending on you.
Then you are a fool.
You're not well, Joshua. I'll talk to you when you get over this... This sickness.
There is no remedy for this sickness. Don't you see, Enoch? There is no cure for understanding.
I understand how you feel, Joshua. I too keep thinking of Job, stricken and suffering. Yes, I understand, even when you try to sleep.
Sleep? He sat there all night.
Let me talk to him, Miriam. Listen to me, Joshua.
He won't listen. He doesn't even know you're here.
Please, Miriam. Joshua, if you were my son, I would say the same thing. We can grieve with Job, console with him if it's possible. Now, what more can we do?
What did Job do?
You must listen to me, Joshua.
Answer me, Samuel. What did Job do that this should come to him?
How can I tell you? A man lives and things happen.
Of what sins is he guilty? What crimes did he commit?
I don't know. I'm not sure I want to know.
I know. I listened there in the ruins of his house. I know, and I will tell you what he did. When a man was hungry, Job gave him food. If a child was fatherless, Job cared for him. If a stranger was wronged, Job brought him justice.
There may be other things you do not know, that he himself does not remember, having done them unwittingly.
Samuel, you are like Job's friends who sat down with him and covered their heads with ashes and consoled him.
And he returned anger for their pity.
There were no sores under their sackcloths, no pain in their bones, no suffering in their hearts. There was no understanding. And it was no consolation.
Because in his arrogance he would not listen to men and complained against God. I was there. I heard him.
Were you there? Did you hear him? Did you hear his word, Samuel? Behold, he said. Behold, I cry out violence, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no justice. Oh, Samuel, if he complains, he has sufficient reason.
What reason have you?
Oh, I didn't mean to raise my voice. I'm trying to help you.
There is no help.
I know how you feel. You must believe me. But you're so greatly concerned.
I see pain, injustice. I am greatly concerned.
And yet, not an easy thing to say. Yet the pain is Job's. If there is an injustice, it was done him. I can understand compassion, pity, but you...
Oh, Samuel, don't stare at me.
It almost seems that you are also complaining.
I feel what Job feels.
And you're angry.
For the pain and injustice that Job suffers.
No, not for Job. Oh, not for him alone. You're angry for yourself.
Oh, don't tell me what I feel.
Why are you angry?
But there's no use talking to you, Samuel. Your mind is feeble with age, like your back.
And you're...
I don't want to quarrel with you, Joshua. You're my daughter's husband. I'm thinking of you and of her. Do I have to remind you, Joshua? You have work to do, a household to maintain. You have plans and responsibilities.
So did Job.
He did what he had to do all his life.
For what purpose? To earn what he has now?
I am not talking about Job.
Neither am I. What difference does it make if I work or not? If I do justly or not? The end is the same.
Joshua, I have lived longer than you and...
And you still don't understand, Samuel. You saw what happened to Job and the meaning is still not clear to you.
You are not Job.
You're afraid to understand. You're afraid to see that any day... Any second of any day, violence can fall on a man's life and put an end to plans, to hopes. Then why should I work for tomorrow? Why? Why should I take the responsibilities forced on me?
Forced on you? What do you mean?
Oh, he knows what I mean. Why should I carry the burden of his old age?
Joshua! He spoke without thinking. Wait! He doesn't mean it! Oh, Joshua! What have you done? Have you seen him? An old man who walks slowly.
An old man? Yes.
Where? Tell me where.
I saw many old men. They're all there, looking at Job and growing older and older.
Yes, Miriam, I was with the others.
And you saw him? You saw my father?
Not there. I saw him earlier.
Where is he?
I don't know. He was walking. You know how he walks slowly in that direction, out of the city.
No one is there, Miriam.
I know. I want the door open if he should... If he comes back.
No tears, Miriam? Now is the time to cry.
He's alone. He has no one.
Then cry for him. Cry for all the old men and the young men.
And you, Joshua? What about you?
I have no tears. I'm too angry for tears.
No, Joshua.
What?
You're not angry.
Oh, you came back. Praise God you came back.
Where else could I go?
Oh, you must be tired and hungry. Where have you been so long?
In that same place where the old men gather and the young men. But no one was there. Only Job alone under the moon.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You're home.
I am not Job. My skin shrivels with pity and horror when I look at him. I am not Job. And yet, it also happened to me. In 1 minute, I was also alone in the night. Why? For what reason?
No more. You're not alone now.
I worked hard all my life, didn't I, Miriam? You remember, as a child, I was a good father, wasn't I?
Oh, don't. Please.
A good father, a good husband, a good friend. I tried to be honest. I didn't lie or cheat. I didn't slander or steal. Then why? What's the sense of it all?
Now you're beginning to understand.
Yes, yes. But you don't understand. You still think you're angry.
As you should be, too.
I saw Job in the moonlight, listening. There was not a sound, but he was listening. And for the space between two breaths, I thought I heard what he heard. Joshua, you don't have to be afraid.
I'm not afraid. Why shouldn't I be? In a world where pain comes without reason.
Is that what you want? To live without pain? It's an easy thing. Love no one because love may bring pain. Trust no one and no one will betray you. Engage with no person and you will never be dealt with unjustly. Make no judgments, you will not run the risk of being wrong. It's not hard, Joshua. But neither is it living as a man. Is that what you want?
I want to live today in expectation of tomorrow. I want to taste the fruit of my work without fear that it will be snatched from me.
Who guaranteed you the future? Who promised you rewards for doing this or shunning that? You take me in hope of recompense, and turn me out when you're disappointed?
No. No, Samuel. I saw how Job was tried and tested, and I was afraid.
You are not Job. You don't have to be afraid, Joshua. Each is tested according to his strength.
Without cause, without reason.
By God's mercy and God's justice and his reasons. Joshua, you cannot understand entirely the actions of other men. Do you hope to understand all of God's doings?
Samuel.
I came back to tell you this. How Job listened to a voice I could not hear. Then he lifted his head and he spoke. Who is this that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that which I understood not. Things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Wherefore I abhor my words and repent, seeing I am dust and ashes.
Dust and ashes to be blown by the wind.
No, Joshua. Now listen. Job rose up from the dust of the street, tall and straight. A man. No possessions, no promises. A man unafraid, with a life to live. Waiting for tomorrow to begin again.
These are the words spoke on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
What shall we say before thee, O thou who dwellest on high? Dost thou not know all things, both the hidden and the revealed? Thou searchest the innermost recesses and tries the reins and the heart. Naught is concealed from thee or hidden from thine eyes. May it then be thy will, O Lord our God, and God of our fathers, to pardon and forgive. Remember us unto life, O Lord, who delightest in life.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Judah Natish, spiritual leader of the Park Avenue Synagogue in New York City. Dr. Natish.
This beautiful religious drama, to which we have been listening, based as it is on the ancient book of Job, reminds us that the theme of that biblical book is one of recurrent interest in every generation, for it gives voice to the frightening questions that men ask in every age. Why do the righteous suffer, and the wicked seem to go free? How, therefore, can there be any justice undergirding the universe? And if there be no justice, there certainly can be no God. And without God, life itself loses meaning. Then it is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Then man becomes distraught, as was our Joshua in the play, with anxiety and fear. Without faith, without hope, man can neither plan nor work for the morrow. But Job's answer is that God is, that life does have significance and purpose. To be sure, questions force themselves to our lips, questions that cannot be answered. Man's finite mind cannot grasp the infinity of God's doing. Much of living and dying will, for all time, remain a mystery. But in the meantime, there is light enough to live by, enough to give us the hope and the courage needed to perform the task to which we are summoned, the task we are called upon to do. And on the most sacred day of the Jewish religious year, on Yom Kippur, 3 days hence, we Jews shall reaffirm that faith, each one of us, as he stands before God, casting off through atonement and repentance the guilt that estranges man from God and his fellow man, feeling free and reborn, unafraid, with a life to live, waiting for tomorrow to begin again.
Thank you, Dr. Natish. Our Eternal Light drama today, To Begin Again, was written by Joseph Mindell and was presented in commemoration of Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Charles Wilson, Bob Hastings, Diana Barth, Maurice Tarpland, and Guy Repp. Your narrator was Norman Rose. This is Lionel Rico speaking. Our program was directed by Parker Gibbs. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.